Hello and welcome or welcome back to the Lady Legends podcast. I'm your host, Sabrina Lowe, and today we're diving into the incredible journey of one of the most talented female golfers out there, Lydia Ko. Let's start at the beginning. Lydia was born on April 24th, 1997 in Seoul, South Korea, but she moved to New Zealand with her family at a young age. Her parents were incredibly supportive of her passion for golf. She started playing the game when she was just 5 years old. By seven, she was honing her skills at the Gulf Harbor Country Club in Auckland, and it quickly became clear that she was something special. Now let's jump to her amateur career. Lydia's talent didn't stay under the radar for long. At just 14 years old, she made history by becoming the youngest player ever to win a professional golf event, the 2012 New South Wales Open, and it didn't stop there. She went on to win several prestigious amateur titles, including the Australian Women's Amateur twice and the U.S. Women's Amateur in 2012. For more than 2 years, Lydia was the number one ranked amateur in the world. In 2012, at just 15 years old, she made even bigger waves by becoming the youngest player ever win an LPGA Tour event. That was at the CN Canadian Women's Open, a title she defended the following year, solidifying her status as a rising star. In 2013, at just 16, Lydia turned professional, and her success didn't slow down. She won her first LPGA title as a pro in 2014 at the Swinging Skirts LPGA Classic, and by February 2015, she was officially the youngest player, male or female, to be ranked number one in professional golf at just 17 years old. Speaking of achievements, let's talk about her major wins. In 2015, she became the youngest player to win a major championship by capturing the Evian Championship. She followed that up with a win at the ANA Inspiration in 2016, adding another major to her resume. And let's not forget her performances at the Olympics. In 2016, at the Rio Games, Lydia brought home the silver medal in golf's return to the Olympics. Fast forward to 2021, in Tokyo, she added a bronze medal to her collection, showing just how consistent she is at the highest level. Her list of awards is extremely long and includes Rolex Player of the Year in 2015 and 2022, Louise Suggs Rookie of the Year in 2014, and multiple victories at the CME Group Tour Championship, which is the season-ending event, winning it in 2014, 2021, and 2022. However, like any great athlete, Lydia faced challenges. Between 2017 and 2020, she experienced a bit of a slump. There were coaching changes and equipment adjustments, and naturally her performance dipped. But she didn't give up. By 2021, Lydia Ko was back, winning events, and proving that she is still one of the best in the game. And that brings us to 2023. At just 26 years old, Lydia became eligible for the World Golf Hall of Fame. The hall requires 27 points based on wins and major achievements, and Lydia surpassed that well before turning 30, cementing her legacy as one of the greatest golfers of her generation. In terms of style of play, Lydia is known for her precision, consistency, and an incredible short game. She has a calm demeanor under pressure, and her putting is world class. But beyond her technical skills, Lydia's impact on women's golf is massive. Her early success brought a lot of attention to the sport, and she's inspired countless young golfers around the world, including myself. Off the course, Lydia is down to earth. She is known for being humble, often crediting her parents and the team for keeping her grounded. A fun fact, she's a huge fan of Korean pop group BTS and loves to cook in her spare time. This summer, Ko competed in the Paris 2024 Olympics. After four strong rounds, Lydia found herself at the top of the leaderboard and earned a gold medal. Just this past month, Ko competed in the AIG Women's Open. Despite less than ideal weather conditions and a bit of a rough start, she was able to make her way up the leaderboard and take first place. In conclusion, Lydia Ko's journey from a young golf prodigy to a Hall of Famer is extraordinary. Her early rise to fame, resilience through challenges, and lasting impact on the sport make her one of the greatest golfers in modern history. Her story is far from over. As Lydia continues to evolve as a player, there is no doubt that she will continue to inspire golfers and sports fans around the world. She's a legend in the making, and we're lucky to witness her journey. That's all for this episode of Lady Legends. I hope you enjoyed it. And remember to dream big and swing bigger.